A proposition in California could affect the gig economy nationwide. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Proposition 22 is on the ballot in California right now. It's an initiative sponsored by Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, and other gig work platforms that would exempt app-based ride-hailing companies, Uber and Lyft, basically, and food delivery companies from a new state law that requires them to classify drivers as employees instead of independent contractors. Gig companies have poured nearly $200 million into the Yes on Prop 22 campaign. That makes it the most expensive ballot initiative in state history. They've also threatened to leave California or dramatically raise prices if it doesn't pass. A loss, though, could embolden other states to insist that app companies hire their drivers. So let's dig into this fight in Quality Assurance, the Friday segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Sam Harnett is a reporter for KQED in San Francisco.
The gig companies are saying, if this doesn't pass, we're going to have to potentially suspend service in California. And if it passes, Uber, Lyft, and the rest of the gig companies will be able to continue operating the way that they were operating before. Their workers would be contractors. That means they wouldn't have basic employee protections like unemployment insurance, workers' compensation. And the way this proposition is written, that will be pretty much locked in. There's this 7/8 provision, which means it would take 7/8 of the Senate and Assembly in California to make any changes to this proposition. And local jurisdictions, cities and counties, couldn't make any changes to give gig workers more benefits.
Do these sort of same restrictions, this kind of like unoverturnability, does that apply even if the companies are forced to classify their workers as employees?
Well, if Proposition 22 doesn't pass, workers will become employees. But, you know, these gig companies still have billions of dollars and they're going to keep fighting this tooth and claw. I mean, they see this as an existential threat to their business model. So on the one side, if Prop 22 passes, the gig model looks pretty solid. I mean, maybe something federally could lead to a change. Maybe there could be a lawsuit over something procedurally in the proposition, like maybe that 7/8 provision I mentioned. But it's going to be there. On the flip side, if Proposition 22 doesn't pass, you can expect another salvo from the gig companies pretty quickly.
I mean, this is a California ballot proposition, but I wonder what implications could it have if it doesn't pass for the gig economy nationally?
Oh, huge. I mean, I think everybody nationally and internationally is looking at this case. You know, over the last couple of years, you've seen the California Supreme Court, the California Legislature, and now the Attorney General go after these companies and tell them that, you know, your workers are actually employees and they need basic protections. And if the gig companies are successful in using the ballot box to defy the three branches of government and maintain their business model, I think a lot of other states and a lot of other countries are going to see that as like, well, you know, the gig companies, they won.
Right. And if they don't win, would that embolden maybe states and localities who have wanted to do something about this model to pass their own laws?
Absolutely. You see, in Massachusetts, they're pushing back on gig companies in a similar way, and in other states, they're trying to follow California's path. And I think a victory for labor if Prop 22 doesn't pass, will ripple. And again, the companies would have to then classify workers as employees, and the rubber's going to hit the road, and we're going to see how that all plays out.
These companies, of course, have poured a ton of money into this campaign, and they're using their platform for that campaigning. Can you talk about some of the tactics that they're using when you're actually using apps like Postmates and Uber and Lyft these days?
Right. So, you know, they got $185 million behind this, but they also have apps in hundreds of thousands or millions of voters' pockets. So if you've taken Uber or Lyft, you've probably gotten a pop-up that has had messaging about Proposition 22. And if you work for any of these apps, you're also getting pop-ups and material inside the apps urging you to vote yes on Prop 22. DoorDash has sent several million pro Prop 22 delivery bags to restaurants, which then the DoorDash workers have to carry the food to customers in those bags. And then Uber has a pop-up for riders that tells riders that their drivers support Prop 22 and to talk to drivers about it. So these companies are leveraging their apps and they're leveraging their workers in a way that has never been seen before in an election fight.
In your reporting, what are you hearing from drivers? Do you have a sense of how they're feeling about all this?
You know, I've been covering this for 5 or 6 years, and drivers actually have always told me pretty much the same thing, which is they want to be their own boss, they want to be independent, they want to be flexible, but they also want basic protections, or at least enough money to get those basic protections. So a lot of drivers, you know, they get these surveys that ask them if they want to be contractors, and it's kind of confusing because they do want to be contractors, but it's kind of an aspirational desire to be contractors. They want to be contractors who actually make enough money to pay for health insurance, who actually make enough money to work when they want to work. And right now what drivers are saying is that the rates, you know, they haven't been good in years, but they've been declining since the beginning, and they're frustrated. So I'd say, yeah, workers want... they want autonomy, independence, and flexibility, but they want some basic protections.
Sam Harnett is a reporter for KQED. And now for some related links. There's more reading on Prop 22 at marketplacetech.org. The Guardian calls it an initiative with, quote, the fate of an industry riding on it. And it's kind of true, but even more than that, it's an attempt to figure out a new framework for labor and hiring in an economy where apps like this do employ so many workers. And in some ways, like Sam Harnett said, lots of drivers, analysts, and labor experts think there should be a third way, something in between a very regimented 8-to-5 employment that at least comes with benefits and total freedom and flexibility to die with no health insurance or miss rent if you get sick. The delivery and ride-hail companies are positioning Prop 22 as sort of that third way, since the drivers would stay independent contractors but get some small benefits like accident insurance and stipends to use for health insurance that go up the more hours someone drives. And of course, though, it is hard to forget that this proposition is a total end run around a state law that the companies in question just decided to ignore. Nevertheless, opinions on Proposition 22 are fairly evenly split, even though many Californians are already voting. Our producers are Jesus Alvarado, Rose Conlon, and Stephanie Hughes. Michael Lipkin is our senior editor. Robin Edgar is our engineer. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. Have a great weekend. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.